drones. Getting down to business.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive Insurance, protecting commercial vehicles and offering specialized coverages designed to protect your business. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
From APM in New York, I'm Sabri Benishour in for Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. And that is our friendly neighborhood drone. We're in Midtown Manhattan with our drone master.
My name is Andy Shen, and I'm the owner of Shen Drones, and I make racing drones.
Yeah, so this little guy's bopping all over. What kind of drone are you flying here?
It's a small racing drone that's really aerodynamic and really fast. Goes about 80 miles an hour, top speed.
Whoa, 80 miles an hour, that's crazy.
Yep.
So what do you love about drones?
Everyone dreams of flying, you know? When people dream, they dream about flying. It's all something that, you know, very primal urge, and this really satisfies it. You know, we get a live video feed and from the drone, so it's as if we're sitting in it. And we can fly in ways that are just unimaginable. You know, we can invert, loop through trees, shoot through tiny little gaps. The best thing about it is that you can't really get hurt.
Andy Shen, founder of Shen Drones. Your drones are awesome. Thanks for showing them to us.
And thanks for coming out.
So unlike Andy flying his drones there, businesses that want to use drones have had up till now to get special permission from the Federal Aviation Administration. But starting today, the FAA is loosening the rules. A little bit. You can now get a commercial drone pilot's license and be on your way, but you cannot go higher than 400 feet and you can't fly the drones further than you can see them. Some businesses are trying to work within these rules, and one is a company called Workhorse. Steve Burns is the CEO and he is on the line from Cincinnati. Hi, Steve, and thanks.
Thanks for having us.
So you guys offer a kind of hybrid delivery technology. It's part truck and part drone. Can you tell me how it works?
We cater to people that deliver things. We make electric trucks, delivery trucks. We thought we'd get the drone close. Kind of think of it as that, as if the driver had a mile-long hand.
What are these drones saving exactly? Just a trip up the long driveway?
Well, we're going to start rural, which is where deliveries are expensive anyway, long distance between each house. Where it makes sense, let's say you have five deliveries to the right and one a mile to the left. Give the one to the left to the bird. You go on and do your five. It will catch up with you when you're over there finishing up your other deliveries.
But can the driver be driving along while the drone is flying, or does he have to sit there and watch it?
Somebody has to be viewing it, whether it's somebody in the passenger seat of the truck, or in the early days, we think we'll have the driver just sit there and watch it, which again, isn't the economies of scale, isn't the efficiencies you'd like to see yet, but we're ushering in something that could be as dramatic to the delivery of goods as the invention of the internal combustion engine. At 2 or 3 cents a mile, which is the electricity these drones use when they're flying, the efficiencies are just remarkable.
You know, you mentioned how onerous it is to operate under the FAA, the previous FAA rules. I mean, a lot of people have complained about the new FAA rules and said they are pretty limiting. Do you expect them to open things up at all?
Yeah, I really do. We've spent a lot of time with them. In the end, they're just people, even though they work for the government, and they're mostly engineers. But to tell you kind of their intentions, they listed all the restrictions, and the last line says, if you can prove to us that you're safe, you know, we can waive any or all of these restrictions. Now, that's invoking a lot of pain.
When do you think this is going to be something that real people see?
Soon. I would think this year they're going to start to see deliveries. Everybody has the vision of, does that mean the skies are going to be clouded with tons and tons of drones? Really, it's quite, these things fly at 400 feet. At that height, it looks like a bird.
I always think of Star Wars where they have these gleaming cities with this air traffic moving through it.
All the same vision about autonomous vehicles running around by themselves. That's a lot harder. So our job is a lot easier, and both are coming.
Yeah. Well, Steve Burns is CEO of Workhorse, and thank you so much. This was really neat.
Thank you.